Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. Now we are probably seeing, people see us, but we don't see anybody, but Facebook see us, then we would love to say hi to Facebook people.
Hi.
We love you all. And welcome to our show. Accent On is so very, very happy to bring family to our show. This show will be very, very unusual. I don't remember last time when I had like a really, really mama and daughter and husband and son is somewhere there listening hopefully to our show too. But this is like very, very exciting thing to me because I think having family who loves music, who plays music together, study music together, is on a stage together, is in a studio together, and then a husband who also loves to help and makes life easy for performance. How unusual is this? And you know what? It's possible, can happen, results could be amazing, and my guests are just amazing. That's very, very cool. Then maybe let's start from introduction, and I'll start from mama, mother. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you? It's great to be here.
I'm so excited because I know you are from San Diego. Then you could make it and driving here. You have a show. We'll be talking about everything soon. But if you can introduce yourself, your name is?
I'm Ruth Weber. I'm from San Diego originally. And my daughter, Amelia, is with me. And she lives here right now in Los Angeles. So it's great for me to come up and be with her, too.
Hi, Amelia. Your name is?
Amelia Lopez-Yanez.
I know. We need to do that, okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. And an excuse to have my mom come and visit me is always nice, so thanks.
Because you are in Los Angeles, and we'll be talking about your beautiful, beautiful career and a really young, beautiful girl. So much accomplishment. Your mother is like the hero of every mother. So, you know, I always thought that I wear so many hats and I'm like, how can I do that? People ask me, how do you do this? But now I will be asking Ruth, how do you do that? Because I need more energy because I want to be you. I want to be you. I was you for a few years ago, but then I was tired. I want to be you again, okay? And you would tell me, Ruth, how to do that, okay?
Okay.
Because we'll be friends forever. I know that. And we have your wonderful husband with you. Your name is?
Hi, my name is John Weber.
Okay, hi, John. And of course, with our great husband, life is not so fun. I can say it. And I'm so happy that whole family really smiling and liking each other. That's the coolest things ever. Okay, let's talk about today's show. Because you are here, Ruth. You wrote to me a really nice note. And I love to check my people who write to me and say, do they really have something unusual that I can show and play or just talk about. Right away, I knew it. You are perfect guest. And I was only worried that you'd be calling in, which calling into the studio is like just less exciting to me because I like to just find out, you know, friendships or just see the vibe that we have all in a studio. And you told me, oh my gosh, I can do it because I'm here. Because next day, I think you have a show.
Right.
Okay, but tell us first. Why you're here? What note you sent to me?
Well, we just finished a children's project called The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard.
Okay, slower, because we want everybody to know this title, because all parents, all young people, everybody who loves great music, a really pop great album, who is dedicated to young people, but trust me, whole family will be singing the songs that are there. Then one more time, the title of the album.
Yes, it's The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard.
That's unusual. Yeah. I don't want that to happen to me, but if it happens, why did you choose this title?
Well, the title song just turned out to be that title, The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard. I wrote it with my son, Enrico, and we were actually on vacation, and it just... That's the way the song just developed. Into that
Don't
title.
Ask creator yeah, why then, create something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we just came up with the concept that there would be this alien and she would land in Amelia's backyard.
Okay.
And then the alien would be bringing world peace and trying to repair the world and the universe and to be kind of an empowerment for young people to get them to be interested in making the world a better place and being the best that they could be. And that's how we developed the whole album.
This is all what we dream about, you know.
Yeah.
And in a cute way, we need maybe spaceship to land in our backyard.
Right.
To do this, seems like that's what is right now, the life in this crazy world. We need some maybe bigger event to focus us on what really is supposed to be the normal. People forgot what is the normal, the sweet, the nice, the homey, the friendly, the family stuff. We forgot. We have no time for that. We have phones in our hands, but we don't know what's going on outside of phones.
Mm-hmm.
Then bringing this focus on message that seems like obvious message to make the world better place to be. You know, need for this album is right now, for sure. Then do you think I would love to start maybe to play one song because I think people will understand right away why I'm so excited.
About this album. Great.
Okay, then we have the title, yes, The Spaceship That Fell on My Backyard. Wow. Come on, spaceship. Okay.
Mom, Dad, come quick. There's a spaceship in our backyard. Oh my gosh, Mom!
At first I thought I must be dreaming when I looked up and saw something gleaming. A spaceship whooshed and fell in my backyard.
Later, but then they'll come and see the crater.
Wow, the energy, the vocals, the really hooky song, plus the production, guitars, good, everything great, quality of recording, amazing production, amazing. Okay, let's say you're a singer and Mama is singing too. Mm-hmm. We have one more gentleman that is not here with us, your son.
Right.
Who is a part of production.
Yes, he was one of the producers of the album, and he did a lot of the arranging of the songs too, and co-writing. He co-wrote this song with me. And
music or lyrics?
The music part of it.
Music. Whoa, who plays guitar?
Oh, we have a great guitarist. He lives in Seattle area. George Vargas.
Are you sending the tracks and he's sending you back?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, we love it.
We have musicians from all over. One of the other producers, Jeff Silverman, he's from Nashville. He does a lot of really high-end productions for a lot of famous people. All the brass was done by another guy, Danny Flam. He lives in New York. He has the New York Brass Studio, so he added all the brass instruments.
Wonderful. So. I think we forgot the name of guitarist.
Then George Vargas. Yeah.
Okay, because we need to say to everybody, who is involved.
Definitely.
Amazing. The really quality of production is so good. And then is the question, why so much effort to produce so perfect album that is dedicated really to young people, younger than what normally radio is playing, like.
Right.
Okay, Emilia or Mama, whoever wants to answer.
Well, my mom always wants her products to have, you know, no regrets when we're listening to it back and saying, oh man, if I only had fixed that one thing. We had to make it perfect. So we were constantly in the studio updating, and I had the chance to go to Nashville and work with Enrico and with Jeff at the same time. So we worked on it tirelessly until it was just perfect, and I think it really definitely paid off, because listening to it, I think that's probably the best we could get.
Very good quality of music, very good high quality. And you mentioned name of your brother.
Yes.
And I think maybe we will introduce him officially.
Oh, yes.
His name is again
Enrico Lopez-Yan. Yes.
And he's in Nashville, works in Nashville too.
Yeah.
Then, okay, if I may, because this is a little chaotic, but trust me, people, I want to just say so much about these great people, because every song is really part of your life too, because you all are working as a family. But it's not like, oh, mama is the star, mother. No, you are a star. Your brother is a star. Daddy is a star too. Mm-hmm. Then, if I can say, who is Emilia as a 20-something years old, beautiful young girl today? And how does this happen? Then through so many years, you wind up to love classical music, singing pop, working on your masters, playing oboe, just enjoying the high class of music, high class, because that's a level that not everybody understands. Years of practicing, years of really devotion. And I know you had this in your home for a moment when you were born, but so many children, they hate what parents do. And somehow you and your brother chose the path that Mama chose for herself. Then, if you can rewind your life, and then we'll ask Mommy the same, your life. When you were 5-6 years old, did you have this dream and watch Mommy and Dad or whatever you're watching? That's what you want to do?
Yeah, I think from the beginning, I always was dancing and singing around the house. And I think we were going to see operas. My dad is an opera singer. So we were going to the opera at like 3 years old. And so that was all we knew from day one.
And Mother can keep you quiet for 3 or 2 hours of opera.
Yeah, somehow she did.
See, but that's the soul. I think you were born with the soul. Not every child, for sure, most of children will never, you will never take child to opera. But you knew how to behave. That means
we got
that you
really
loved it.
Bad looks from the people that
they were afraid, probably. Okay, but that was your 3, 4, 5 years old, yes?
Yeah, and then my mom always directed choir, so she actually directed a children's choir, and so I was in that until
With your brother too, or only?
Yeah, with my brother. Okay. And then we just grew up with music all our lives. And luckily, we really naturally were drawn to it. So even when we weren't in our house, we were still finding ourselves attracted to musical activities. And other kids were going to soccer, and we were going to band and orchestra and choir and all that stuff. And it just seemed so natural. It didn't seem ever like we were forced into anything. We just loved it.
We are talking classical music. We are talking about something that schools, low level, high level, they don't care about, you know? I just don't. You know, everybody wants pop, everybody wants rock, everybody wants something that is on the TV, on the radio, instantly available. But to go and really spend time to studying something that takes longer than 4 minutes,
yeah,
people think like, oh, I will never do it. That's too complicated. Why? And having the love for the classical music need to be really trained. I think you need to be trained to understanding the bigger style of music, great music that is forgotten somehow.
Yeah,
in America.
Really,
you
sad.
Think so too?
I think so. I hope it can come back, because I'm a little afraid for my generation that we won't appreciate it the way that generations ahead of us do. And it's really incredible what these famous composers, yeah, like Mozart and Beethoven have written, and it's more complicated than anything we hear on the radio.
Four chords.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have heat. Nothing wrong with that. I want to write one with four chords and have a heat,
yeah,
and have a Grammy. We love it. We love it too.
Yeah.
But it's something more.
And there can be a combination
pop
too.
Absolutely.
You
and
know,
that's
so
what you do.
Right. We're
okay,
attempting.
Okay. Now you're five. Now let's get you into age of 10 or 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty much, that's when I started the oboe, actually, in fourth grade.
Oboe?
Yes.
What a choice of instrument.
Well, I wasn't the one who picked it.
Mama?
My mom, of course.
Yes.
We need money instrument.
Yes.
So she had a choice, like bassoon, oboe, French horn, something that there aren't that many people that play it.
Very
so
smart.
She could get a scholarship, hopefully.
Ooh, very smart. Listen, people, nothing wrong with that. That was strategic planning. Very smart. Okay.
Yes, and it's actually an amazing instrument. So I feel really fortunate
so
to actually have been drawn that way, because now I couldn't see myself playing anything else. And so I started with that and I kept singing, but I kind of went more the instrumental path. And I always knew I wanted to sing, so I kind of came back to it in high school, and I did musical theater, and I danced a lot. And I thought my dream was to be on Broadway.
Yeah.
And so that continued. And then when applying to colleges, I couldn't choose between oboe and voice. So I decided to do both.
Amazing.
And so
wonderful.
I got my degree in both. And
you studying where?
I just graduated with my master's from USC.
Yay!
And
fight on!
Yeah, fight on!
And my daughter, everybody knows Natasha Mira. She also.
Oh, great. It's such an amazing
USC
school.
Oh.
Yeah. And I went to Chapman University before
Hello.
That.
Not
so
bad, too.
Yeah, so it's been amazing. A great ride. And
but now you're doing something, you're still studying? It's like not enough of studying?
Yes. I decided to come back to USC because I couldn't stay away. And I'm doing my graduate certificate, which is performing based. So I'll still be performing at school and hopefully around the town with other stuff too.
Wonderful. And I just want to little close the one chapter with Emilia. But you say performing. You perform live.
Yes.
And you perform arias?
So I do a lot of orchestral stuff, and I think voice, it's more new music. So actually my mom wrote some pieces for oboe and voice, which is really incredible. Not many people do that, so it was a nice little niche group that we could go into. So they're poems by my great-grandmother, who was an immigrant to America, and we've been performing those around we just started and spreading
I cannot
awareness.
Wait to play some of the music, you know, because oboe, and you mentioned it was a very specific new project outside of our CD that mm-hmm. we will be playing music, more music from for children. This is a very deep family, like roots, yes?
Yes.
Your grandma, yes, Ruth, you mentioned this is
yeah,
your grandma,
my grandma
who who was born in Russia, in, mm-hmm. you know, and she wrote poetry, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you wrote melody and arranged already, and you included your daughter's
right.
voice. I just mm-hmm. trying to repeat words for people. Maybe they didn't get it, but but really having vocals, your vocals, and you playing on the oboe, and lyrics are from your grandma.
Yeah.
And they are not in Russian.
Right.
Or they are translated.
They're actually in English.
She wrote them. There's one in Yiddish that she actually wrote.
Okay.
In Yiddish, but the rest are in English.
After she immigrated. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So it's
what
broken English, which makes
it's
it more
beautiful.
Special.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear from you. Send me MP3.
Yeah.
You'll be calling. We'll be giving a little spin because that's something. I don't know who can play outside of Ilona Europa accent on a premiere. You know, your art. I cannot wait to hear this. This is very original approach, I say. Okay, then now you are to 21, too?
I'm 24.
Oh, just like my
24.
Daughter. Oh, what month really? You were born?
August.
She was in month. May.
Oh, okay.
You both need to meet, you
yeah.
know, because she could include you and, you know, playing oboe in her scoring because she likes big sound when it comes to her song. Anna, you will be friends.
Oh, that'd
you
be
have
wonderful.
The same energy about you. Just beautiful human beings. Okay, Mama, I see your smile. I cannot stop smiling, too. He says she's smiling. I know that that means you're so proud of your child.
Yes, of course.
And I would love to give maybe 5 minutes some story about your son. We need to know more about him, a little bit more. Because this show is about project, is about music, is about three songs they will be playing, which is how many songs is on the album? We have
10.
10 songs. We'll be hearing three. We heard two more songs. But we have whole family involved, okay? Mm-hmm. And son is not here. He's very busy. He is in Nashville. You know, you mentioned that you were recording there with your brother and producer. But he's seems like his childhood was similar. They both were studying, yes? Music, singing in the choir. Yeah,
yes,
that
also.
You conducted.
When my daughter was 3 and my son was 8, we did children's music. And we had an album, the three of us. And we would go to, like, Borders bookstores and at the time and perform there and sell CDs. But later, the kids were into other kind of music and didn't really want to do kids music anymore. So they started more doing the classical music thing and other genres. But just recently we came back to where we started from. And my son did a lot of the arrangements on the album and writing the song.
But he actually does a lot of classical music.
Yes.
He's the conductor, the assistant conductor of the Nashville Symphony.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And he studied trumpet performance at UCLA. So he was right down the street too.
I just need to only applaud. I really, really do. You know, I hope we will meet him one day too. And now you are on a stage with mommy together. Is he a part of performance too? Because obviously he's not here, but is he ever in his 6 years old age? Is he still performing?
Yeah, well, he performs mostly conducting now.
Conducting,
with
but
the Nashville
never
Symphony.
With two of you.
We should try and get him out there. I don't know if he would want to.
Yeah, like, oh, wait, he'll have a baby then. They
yeah.
will want daddy to be part of what you do right now. Okay, then coming back to the album, we have another song that is called Dancing in Your
PJs.
Everybody likes to do that. And when we are young, that's what mostly we do when we are very happy. And the lyrics, who wrote to the song?
I wrote the lyrics and my son worked on the music of this one too.
Okay, let's play.
Done soon. The bedtime stories have been
go to bed, but just before good night is said, dancing in our PJs, celebrate the sun that brightens up our day, celebrate the friends we meet along our way, celebrate the stars that shine above, celebrate our families who give us love, dancing in our PJs.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. I really feel like you need to have a TV show. You know, this is yes, I hope somebody's listening and will contact us, because this is like needed to be this energy and the optimism, plus the message, plus visuals. I see jumping people, you know, in the band having fun and everybody getting excited and singing along with the music, which is Mama again. Not Ruth, writing music like that, it's not so easy, because you meant hook, you meant probably in your head as a professional writer, and you won a lot of nice competition, writing competitions. You probably thought that this need to be so catchy.
Right.
Okay, but a lot of people want what they write to be catchy, and they cannot do this. They cannot deliver. Why you have this talent? This is very catchy.
I don't know. I mean, I was fortunate. I did actually study when I was in college with Jack Siegel. He was a very known songwriter. One of his most famous jazz standards was When Sunny Gets Blue. Okay. I'm not sure if you know that. And so he, in his classes, which I took here in LA at the time, and then he really stressed getting a strong hook as being one of the most important parts of the song.
Absolutely. And Europeans have this, you know, we still think ABBA is one of the bestest band in the world, because
they are.
You just cannot forget anything what they sing, you know. It's just the writer gets to you, and it's a talent, because that's a talent, but also smart writing. Then whoever trained you taught you, and you of course over the years, you really did something great, and this album is just shining. Man, you have some awards already, yes, Ruth, when it comes to this album. And what is the goal? Why we are pitching, in a good way, this album to audience? Because we can purchase this album, and it's already awarded, yes?
Oh, yes. Well, you can purchase it on Amazon and also iTunes, or hear it on Spotify or Pandora Radio. It plays on Pandora Radio. We're just trying to spread the word as much as we can.
Yeah, every CD we sell, we actually give $1 to the Ronald McDonald House. So it goes to children in need. And so I think that's one of our biggest missions. Not only are we just trying to spread a good mission, but if we can do some helping ourselves, then even better.
And then we have some shows coming, yes? Right. Outside of the TV show that soon will happen.
Oh, right.
You know, then we have a show, yes?
Yes? Yes, tomorrow will be in the Paseo in Pasadena. So we're doing two shows, one at 10 and one at 11. So maybe some of you listeners can come out. And
10 and 11, tomorrow is Tuesday.
Yes.
Is this for a
parents? They have a kids club.
Kids club, that's
yeah. So parents and their kids come. And
again, let's give it
the Paseo. It's a mall in Pasadena. We haven't ever been there. We're excited to go. And they have a kids club series. So we do a 10 o'clock show and an 11 o'clock show.
Who is booking your stuff?
we are booking it ourselves at this, but we're really hoping somebody else will take over that job pretty soon.
They must, we must find some agencies that are devoted to children's topic, you know, and this is so specific entertainment, and is loved and is needed. And like I say, parents of young children, they will pay for everything to make the children's life better. And later when they're 16 and 17, yeah, you're on your own. But, you know, until like 12, we're all like, ah, how can I protect you? How can I give you the best what I can? Then I think it's time to maybe give some links or how to contact you. If somebody say, I can help with booking, I can help with something else when it comes to, yes, promotion or performance.
Yeah, well, we have a Facebook page, Ruth and Amelia. And
pretty much everything is Ruth and Amelia. Yeah, so don't forget our names.
And Amelia with an remember. E.
Yes.
Amelia. And
then our website.
Our website is ruthandamelia.com.
So Instagram, Ruth and Amelia.
Yes.
Also
very
Twitter,
Ruth and Amelia.
Yes.
That's how we can find the CD. Oh, Amazon.
Oh, but on this, on Amazon, it's The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard. It's by the title.
But again, one more time, slowly.
The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard.
Now we dream about it. We close the eyes at morning or night. Whoa! The spaceship
there it is.
Fell. That's what I want. I wake up, I need to go. How expensive is the album?
It's only $10.
Hello, 10 bucks.
And one
forever.
Of those dollars is going to the Ronald McDonald House.
Beautiful. And everybody will be singing this music as a really good, hot, hot album. I'm so happy for all of you. I will look outside. I'll come back to your biography. I want to really know people, know you more. Because when you go to your website, when you push about and bio, you really, I am amazed that you have one life. And you can accomplish so much. You have so much energy and you are so mellow. Is she always like that?
Yeah. Well,
on the outside, maybe, but not in the inside.
Can mommy be ever angry?
Not really.
Yeah. Mommy.
She keeps her cool.
That's
very
lovely.
Well.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Especially with two of us. I don't know how she does it.
Beautiful, beautiful character. Yes, you are very mellow, but you have a great energy about you, but still mellow. I love it. Then everybody goes to Ruth and Amelia when it comes to website.
Mm-hmm.
$10 cost when you go to Amazon, you want to purchase. $1 goes to a charity, help children. We always love to do that. And then husband. Then we come back to you, Ruth, and we'll talk more about your education, about stuff that you do outside of this project. Hi, John. How can you survive over all of these things that is happening? Do you have even a wife in home ever? Or she's always in home because her studio is in home probably, and she's probably composing or doing the pre-compositions in home.
Well, she has about 7 jobs.
Yes.
And she's rarely at home.
Yes.
She did have the summer off, and we were able to do quite a few live shows this summer. And I'm just so proud of her and proud of the album and proud of the message that the album contains. Self-reliance, excuse me, self-responsibility, the ability to take care of the environment, take care of the earth, and make a change. I think the message of the album is just as important as the quality of the songs.
Yes. And your role, you are a very good spokesperson for the album, I will say it. Yes, you put together very nicely the serious part of what we probably didn't put accent on. Accent on puts on stuff that is very important, but you did very, very beautifully. And your role, when you go on a tour or go with ladies to perform, what are you helping with?
Well, initially I helped with the props. I built those or made those.
Did you do before props? Oh, that's the marriage taught
actually,
you how to.
When she was doing operas, operettas at the college classes,
yes,
I would build props for her operas.
Yeah, but covered wagons and all kind of elaborate props.
But is this what you do in your real life outside?
No.
What are you doing in life?
I'm retired.
Oh, what you were?
Now.
Yes.
I was a probation officer for 20 years.
Yay.
25 years, actually.
Wow, that's serious. And that's a tough job.
And I before that, I was a silversmith, a stone cutter. I used to make silver and turquoise jewelry in the 70s. And
we want one. You need to come back to it now when you are, yes, retired. We want diamonds out, turquoise, or whatever you will do. We want it.
And now I build her props, and I...
Then you are an artist anyway. You are a creator.
Yeah, he's very creative.
I run
the... He's our roadie.
Basically.
Yeah.
I run the sound for them.
Wow. Oh, that's scary. Then you really need to trust him, because this can break you or make you the sound. Yeah. Wow. And of course, you need to carry on all of this carry. Baggage and luggage and unload and cables. That's not fun. Right. Not fun. But you know, in a way, how many people involved? Three people involved. Or you have right. another person?
No, that's just us.
Just perfect. Okay, now I would like to know more about the jewelry. I really think you need to come back to it.
Beautiful. Back,
because yes. if you create spaceship jewelry, you get something is only oh, not yeah. only CD. Yeah, you fun. Will be selling this for moms and grandmas who are there. And what? I will get 15% or 10% back from the idea. Okay, that's
actually
lovely.
On our album. So I'm the alien, and I have a pet, a blip. That's my pet, is a blip, and he designed the blip character. Mm-hmm. And then Amelia has a pet mouse, and they become friends.
Aww.
So on in the show. So, you know, we had thought, wow, if this takes off, we'll have like little blippians. You know, he
yeah.
can make like a whole line of little
hey,
blips.
Hey, John, start working. We need little tchotchkes with album and music. We really do.
Yeah.
Children will wear bracelets. And add, yeah. Every time when you come, you add one more, you know, it's Pandora. And
yeah.
yeah.
I see millions of dollars and a lot of to charity
yes,
money going there. That's beautiful. Okay, Mommy, Ruth, please tell us a little bit your achievements. Like I said, 7 jobs, John mentioned, and he is not joking. That's the truth, probably. You tell us what you do when you have nothing to do.
Well, I have always been interested in all the different aspects of music, and I get bored easily, so I like to do a little bit of a lot of, I like to do a lot of jobs instead of just one, and I think that's the good thing about being a musician is that you have a lot of opportunities you can be producing an album, or you can be conducting yes. or writing. It's not just you go to the office and you do one thing. Yeah. It's much, there are so many more opportunities to be creative. And so I direct 2 different choirs, and I teach and work at 2 different colleges. And I love all the different aspects of my life, and it keeps it more interesting.
Wow, your education a little bit. You're still very shy and beautiful, describing, oh, I'm conducting 2 choirs. Ah, 2 choirs, like 40 people, 20 people. You need to really redirect, and it's not 15 minutes lesson or something. This is like mm-hmm. outgoing and matching voices and creating harmonies, and not beat them in a process if they do wrong job. But, yeah. you know, and having this comments about you, 2 choirs, okay? Teaching. Then you started teaching 25 years ago, yes?
Yes. I started just teaching privately, but I was hired on by the first college to teach some classes, and then for a while I was teaching at 3 colleges, but that got a little much, and so now
What you were teaching, piano?
Well, piano, music history, music theory, okay. all different music classes, and...
But if you need to choose from all of the 7 jobs, if somebody will say, okay, now you focus on one because money is big and everything is happening, what you will choose? If you
just the songwriting and the performing, that's performing. The ideal for me.
No, I think.
And to do it with family is just the best. I mean, who gets to work with their family all the time and make money doing that? It's so special.
So special and smile.
Yeah.
If I will ask you... about your education, because to do that, you really need to know a lot about music.
I have a master's in music, also in performance. My degree was in piano, and it was actually in a new degree at the time. Now they call it collaborative piano, or it was a piano accompanying, so you play chamber music with other musicians.
Yes.
And that was like a new major at the time. So it was performing, but performing with others, groups, singers and instrumentalists.
Wonderful. Then to all of parents and young people who listen to our show and thinking that classical music can lead you to producing and composing pop music and pop music on the highest level, even when pop music is directed to children, still sounding like you can be on a stage today and somebody can take this and turn into pop hit for everybody to hear. But I'm saying that's the attitude and the way how Ruth perceives her music. She delivers everything on the highest level. But the years for her and her two children of studying, this is not something that you wake up one day and say, okay, music is easy. It's not. It's the most beautiful things ever that you can give to your children. Keep them out of the trouble for sure and get them excited so much and have them something to think and dream about, performing in something that not so many people really will do in life because they're getting smarter after like 18, 20 years. That is not an easy job. But when you choose this path, please dedicate.
Really,
yes, please take care of your children. Let them dream and just pay for their lessons and then pay for their studying because it's no choice. You don't have another choice. But I'm here to be a proponent for the classical music. I was also trained the same way. I have my degree in music and vocal training and jazz and da-da-da-da. Natasha, my daughter, who I hope you will meet, she was studying music business at USC. Now she's going back or sings also. Who will think? Then I'm so proud of her and I cannot wait for all of us one day to meet and drink coffee and then see what we can, find out. For right now, we are pitching the great, great album. But before that, I would like to play maybe a little bit of Natasha's song. I don't know if you... Did you have a chance?
Not yet.
Okay, you will be friends. Okay. Yeah, she's pretty good too.
In the darkness, I can see a glimpse of who I want to be. Dancing moments in the air. I wanna run, see what I can become until I've won. I'm running far and wide, searching land and sea. I never thought starlight I can see. Imagine who I'm gonna be.
Natasha Mira calling out to me, and I'm hoping our children are finding their destiny because that's what really, this type of music has a message.
Your music has a
message.
Yeah. I would love to like make some music with her.
Right.
You both girls need to meet and something beautiful will happen. Yeah. You know, and you are singing beautifully too. I cannot wait to listen to your new project, to your grandma's poetry and oboe playing. This is so hot. So unusually hot, lovely. We have one more song that I would love to play from the album. It's called Everything Is Better
with some bubbles.
Oh, we need to know more about this song. What type of bubbles? We are talking champagne? No.
Maybe for the grown-ups who are listening.
Another version of bubbles. Okay, that is true. You know?
I mean, in the show, my character learns about safety and repairing the world, and they get their hands dirty and things, and then she wants to learn how to clean up after, because her way of thinking of cleaning up is like,
that's healthy too.
Yeah. And so Amelia teaches her how about cleaning up, and the best part is the bubbles, and that's how the song.
Aww. Yeah, it's definitely the biggest hit of the show, because we have a bubble machine and other kids just go wild.
Okay. Then now we know the props. Then we are going back visuals, not only costumes. Who is sewing costumes? Who is creating?
Actually, my husband created my alien costume. I have this really cool green head with thing coming out of it.
If people, you can see the cover of the album, then I'll go to the website where you can really find out. Children will have so much fun. We need more shows like that. We need to really, really bring all of you to every mall in the country first. Because that's when we capture the children or whatever. Right. Theater for with children will be there. Some things that are really, really... If you get Grammy, because that's what we are hoping for, yes? Why not? We are...
That'd be great.
Small dreams, but Grammy is necessary, really, to have people watching what you all do and listening and, of course, buying the album. Album is available on Amazon. $10. $1 going to charity. Please, title of the album is?
The Spaceship That Fell in My Backyard.
And we are talking today with three artists. Mother, Ruth, your name?
Ruth Weber.
Amelia Lopez-Yanez.
Brother?
Enrico Lopez-Yanez.
Husband
John Weber,
and what can I say, family who plays music together, stay together, and a lot of good stuff like the great music is happening in meantime. Then we are playing the third song, Everything Is Better with the Bubbles. I agree. Everything, then let's listen to this one.
Search and see if we find doubles,
doubles, doubles.
It's fun to be clean and watch the dirty race when we spread those bubbles all over the place. 'Cause everything is better with some bubbles. When we're finished with our dinner and there's food stuck on the plate, Mom says,
we need to wash them
before it gets too late. So we fill the sink and make some suds, and then we start to scrub, scrub, scrub. And while we do this, we sing away our troubles. It's just something about those wonderful bubbles, 'cause everything is better with some bubbles. So search and see if we find doubles,
doubles, doubles.
It's fun to be clean and watch the dirty race when we spread those bubbles all over the place. 'Cause everything is better with some bubbles. It's been a hard day of school and play, and it's time to go to bed. Take a
Search and see if we find doubles.
I am the biggest fan. It's so cool, so cute. Your voice is just charming. You took this song to another cuteness level.
Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. Perfect, which means that you can do all.
Oh, thank you so much.
thank you so much. And again, today, if somebody wants to find out how to contact our artist, we need to go to?
Yes, ruthandamelia.com. Amelia spelled E-M-I-L-I-A, just in case. And also you can follow us on Instagram, Ruth and Amelia, on Twitter, Ruth and Amelia, Facebook.com/Ruth and Amelia. Anything Ruth
that
and
is,
Amelia, you'll find us there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for today. Good luck tomorrow with the show. Maybe we have two more minutes. We'll very fast forward Ilona Europa, Faith. A song that I like to sing and I also wrote.
Yeah. Faith, somehow I feel like you keep my faith in everlasting love that we have.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.